organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
I felt that first heartache. 60s face. One step onto the dance floor, that's what started the chase. Falling cause you asked me to.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Now, I'm just going to run through some of the songs that we just heard in that set, starting off with Kalala with the song called Idea One, and that's off the album New Avatar, followed by Mise en Scène, and that was with their song Leftovers off of the album Drive Through Confessional. And then lastly, Suki Waterhouse ended the set with Happy With It. And now I am going to share one last interview for the show today. It is one that I did with returning guest Kagan Go about this time it's about his short film Common Law. Kagan Go is a Vancouver-based Chinese-Canadian multidisciplinary artist whose work spans memoir, poetry, playwriting, filmmaking, and mental health advocacy. And his film Common Law is now live on the online festival called Voices with Impact. I had the chance to watch it, and it's actually really good. It is, it's done really well. The storyline is captivating. I was very much glued, even though it's a short. So I do highly encourage you checking it out. I will definitely include the link to access in the show notes today. But yeah, let us take a listen to our conversation.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'm here with a returning guest, Kagan Go. He is Vancouver-based Chinese-Canadian multidisciplinary artist whose work spans memoir, poetry, playwriting, filmmaking, and mental health advocacy. And today we are going to be chatting about common law. We kind of touched on it the last time you were here, when we were talking about the Litter Asian Festival. And now your film is available. It is live. People can view it. Can you talk a little bit about the film itself?
Yeah, I'm really honored to have my film featured in the online portion of the Voices of Impact Film Festival. It's actually a grant that they hold annually for, they offer ten filmmakers. It's highly competitive. Over a few hundred people, last year over 400 filmmakers vied for 10 spots. For 10 filmmakers were chosen to make 10 5-minute films on a specific mental health theme, subject matter. Mm-hmm. And they're given $7,500, which is basically 10,000 Canadian to make a 5-minute short. Today was the information session about the latest theme that they're posting for the next grant, and okay. It's Sanctuary, which is kind of cool. I'm going to be entering that competition for a film called Beloved Ghost that I'm working on.
Nice.
But my film Common Law is on the online platform, and it's downloadable. You can stream it for free. Nice. Common Law, I mean, the log line for Common Law is: a new bipolar diagnosis puts strains on a young man's relationship, and he must challenge his long-held belief that love is always enough. Common Law is a family drama that portrays a Chinese-Canadian family struggling to come to terms with their son's recent bipolar mood disorder diagnosis and the devastating impact this incurable mental illness has on their lives. Their son, Kagan, myself, it's autobiographical, a charismatic young poet, is finding his voice as an artist when a bipolar diagnosis disrupts his dreams of becoming a writer. Kagan's life-altering diagnosis upends his life, straining his relationship with his girlfriend Daniela and his parents. He faces societal stigma and the daunting process of applying for disability benefits. Kagan is faced with the stark reality of what it means to be human in a world not built for disabled people like him. And essentially, Common Law premiered in 2024 at the Vancouver Asian Film Festival.
Okay.
And my lead actor, Berlin Liu, who is Australian-born, won Best Actor at the Ovation Awards for the role playing myself. And he went from hypomania, psychosis to depression within 26 minutes and 30 seconds, a real powerhouse performance.
Wow.
And he invested so much of himself into the role because his mother lives with schizophrenia, and he's the lone caretaker and the lone only son looking after his parent. You know, so he really identifies with it and brought a real sense of lived experience and authenticity to the role. And he also won Best Actor at the Singapore Film and Script Festival most recently. And in 2025, Common Law was voted the Stigma Breaker Award at the Mental Filmness Film Festival.
Wow. Again, congratulations on all the accolades over this film. By the time our conversation airs, everybody, I would have watched the film. I haven't watched it yet, so I can't give my feedback, but I will give it live. And I'm sure it's incredible. I already can tell, but I just wanted to, you know, full transparency. I will basically, when I introduce our conversation, I would have watched the film by then. So I'll be able to chat a little bit about it as well. So
yeah.
I think it's so awesome. And going to include the link so that, you know, listeners can also view the film as well in the show notes. I'll be including the link as well.
Fantastic. That'll be great.
Yes.
Yeah. Common Law actually is the proof of concept pilot episode for a 12-part television series called A Delicate Imbalance, which is an ad based on an adaptation of my memoir Surviving Samsara, which was shortlisted for the Singapore Literature Prize. It's called A Delicate Imbalance. A young Chinese Canadian poet transforms his bipolar diagnosis from a life sentence into a source of strength, using slam poetry to heal himself and inspire his community.
I love it. I love it. And so, what is next for you? Because I know the last time we chatted, we were kind of, you were prefacing this. I know you kind of gave a few teasers. What is next for you?
Well, the next thing I'm planning is, I was awarded a $1,000 Downtown Eastside Small Arts Grant. I'm one of the recipients from the Vancouver Foundation to produce, act, and write a one-act monologue play called Professional MD. And without giving away too much spoilers, it means professional manic depressive. And it's a humorous, candid take of almost like being a lecturer, a professional MD who's educating the public about mental health issues using humor, stand-up comedy, metaphor, simile, analogy to explain and shed light and insight into my personal lived experience of the bipolar journey, what I prefer to call as manic depression, because it more accurately reflects my lived experience, you know.
And
And that's going to premiere at the Goldcorps Center of the Art at the Woodwards Building on the 16th of July at 7 p.m., along with other performers who have been recipients of the Downtown Eastside Small Arts Grant. I'll be excerpting a 10-minute portion of it. It's actually 20 minutes, but it's eventually going to go to the Heart of the City Festival in October and November. There'll be three performances of it there.
I love it. Again, congrats, congrats, congrats. Like, I love the fact that, you are just the projects, the work that you are doing is incredible. So I just love that you're also being rewarded with the funds to do it, because it's very hard to, and put out our creative endeavors without the funds. So I love the fact that you are at least being able to get that. What if we wanted to connect with you, and I know you've been on the air with me before, but let's say somebody's listening for the first time, what is the best way to learn more about you? Maybe like follow some of the things that you're doing. What's
Sure.
a good, yeah.
I have a author's spoken word poet website, which is kind of for my business of doing spoken word storytelling in high schools, colleges, universities, and mental health institutions. And it's got my CV and all different information. And my website is called Empower Mental Wealth, and it's the URL is Kagan Go, KAGAN GOH.ca, and I'm findable on Facebook, Instagram, just under my name, and X, the evil X, or Twitter. Those are platforms I'm findable. Yeah. Oh, just one final plug
Absolutely.
for any emerging artists or even established artists, whether you're a stand-up comic, spoken word poet, slam poet, musician, theater person, clown, etc. The connection salon, I'm the Mad Arts Coffee House manager, and I program the live performance aspects of the Mad Pride, Mad Arts Coffee Houses, and the Mad Pride Cabarets. It happens 5 or 6 times a year, every 2 or 3 months. And if you are interested in being featured, I do curate it, but I'm open to receiving emails, or Facebook messages, queries. If you're interested in being featured, we offer $150 cash for a 20-minute set, which is a pretty good deal around this town. Word of mouth
Absolutely.
is spread about it. And if you want to reach me, My email is gokagan, GOHKAGAN at hotmail.com.
Love it. Again, Kagan, thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And that was my conversation with Kagan Go about his latest film, one of his many, many projects, Common Law. I will include the link so that you can access the film because I really quite enjoyed it. I think it was done really well. And just like that, we are pretty much at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for joining me on Intravenous this week. Up next is Democracy Now! And if you are an regular listener of Speak Up, tomorrow host Jesse will be back sharing some interesting stories and music. And I am going to play us out with a track from Minor Sign Project. And the song is called Reservation Only. Thanks again for joining me, and I will see you back again next week.
Thank you.